Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
LMFM Sunday Sport. Your sport, your station.
You're very welcome back to LMFM Sunday Sport. David Sheehan with you until 5 o'clock. Now, on Saturday the 28th of January at 9:30am in the Solstice Theatre in Navan, you can join the community of sports people in Meath who are working together for sustainability through sport. Project Long Game aims to bring clubs together to facilitate healthier communities, healthier local economies and a healthier environment. This event is put together by Meath Local Sports Partnership and Impact 30. And yesterday I spoke with Mary Murphy from Meath LSP and Patrick Hazlett, co-founder and managing partner with Impact 30, to find out more. So Patrick, tell me a little bit about Impact 30 and your role in this project.
Yeah, thanks David. Impact 30, we are a specialist sport and sustainability consultancy that was set up in late 2021. And we saw a need for sports organizations who wanted to pursue a healthier, more sustainable future on the social and environmental side, to give them any support that they need in terms of planning how to do that. So we're really starting off, we're doing that in an Irish context, and we're taking the lessons that you can see elsewhere and really applying them to sport in Ireland and seeing how we can best help.
Yeah, because I suppose, I mean, people might have seen there was a bit of controversy in the last couple of weeks because Nottingham Forest took a short hop flight in the UK for a cup tie, I think, and they got a lot of criticism for that. Now, we're not suggesting that people are flying from Navan to Ballinabraki for a GA match or anything like that is happening, but at local level, there are obviously lessons to be learned as well. And we might get into those in a moment, but is that kind of overall and you know, bigger picture stuff around the environment and all that, is that kind of one of your main targets and one of the main things that you look at in terms of trying to make a difference?
Yeah, I think when you mention the word sustainability, many people have different ideas of what that represents. So at the very simplest, it's about, a great analogy is trying to really amplify and make as big as possible all the social and community benefits of sport. It's a great platform, but also acting responsibly around the environment. So just in its simplicity, sport clubs by their nature act inherently with community mind, with around the health of the communities, the players, supporters. So it's really building on the great work that sport's already doing, but also helping them understand that actually to support their community, it's also about acting responsibly around the environment. So it's looking at you asked about big picture there, David. That's the big picture that we see. And sports are getting it. Sports are saying it's a good way of doing business, and ultimately it protects clubs for the future. And if we look furthest down the road, it allows the younger generations, the generations that come into the future, to enjoy the same opportunities that we've had to play sport throughout our lives. So we're looking at it's a very positive message. It's a very done well, it's very effective, and it's very engaging for the people who play sport.
And Mary, from your point of view, why have Meath Local Sports Partnership and Meath County Council committed to this? Because I believe it's something of a groundbreaking initiative from a local authority's point of view.
Yes, David, and a groundbreaking initiative from a local sports partnership point of view as well. As you know, Meath Local Sports Partnership is one of 29 LSPs across the country, and we're all tasked with developing opportunities to make the residents of each of our counties more healthy, increase physical activity. And to do that, we work to develop clubs, coaches, volunteers. We support partnerships between local sports clubs, community-based organisations and sector agencies. And we create opportunities to, for access to training and education. So we're very much at the start of this journey. And it's a learning opportunity as well for the LSP. But we see our role in it as an educator, as a one-stop shop for that collective information for clubs and sporting organisations within the county. And really, that's why we're involved. We're bringing the physical activity to training and education, and say the knowledge that's provided by Patrick and his team in Impact 3.0 to the wider sporting community of Meath. And Meath County Council are involved because of their commitments as a corporate body to promote and achieve the sustainability goals.
And you mentioned training and education there, and this event on the 28th, that's really, I guess, what's at the heart of this, right? It's to educate clubs and to have people come along, ask questions, get information, and to go away in a better position, like any of us when we attend any of these seminars or courses, that we go away with a clearer picture of what's required and maybe with a different perspective and a, you know, something to kind of cling on to in terms of, right, what we can do better around sustainability in that whole area. That's really what this event is about, I guess.
Yeah. And again, there are 17 sustainability goals as set by global 17 sustainability goals. Not all are achievable by clubs. And we hear about the gap that needs to be closed between what we're doing and achieving all of those 17 sustainable goals. In Meath, and indeed Louth, there are easy wins for all clubs and sporting organisations. The sustainability goals around good health, around quality education, around gender equality, around safeguarding our athletes and players are all easily achieved. But for us in the sports partnership and indeed for the volunteers within the clubs, it's around learning how we can achieve those goals. Learning about the toolkits that are out there or will be developed as a result of this workshop and how we can work together to make the achievement of those goals much easier and relatable and understandable for all.
Mm. And Patrick, in terms of the sort of problems that we touched on a moment ago, briefly in terms of international issues and everything else that goes on, Mary mentioned 17 different strands there. What sort of problems or issues do you think are, you know, achievable for local clubs to actually attack and to try and get a handle on? Because as Mary said there, not everything is necessarily going to be achievable. And even within the club structure, you're going to have some clubs who have more resources than others to do things. So what sort of, you know, achievements do you think can be made by local clubs?
Yeah, well, if you look at the good practice and this, well, the start, I would say start, there have been established sustainable development initiatives like the GA Healthy Clubs program and also the environmental part that the GA Green Clubs, and I'll touch on that in a second. But if you go back to your point about, if you look at where clubs feel they can make the most impact, Mary was right. We're not going to address everything. We don't expect clubs to be able to address everything, but it's another way of engaging their membership to see what areas they think they can actually drive the best results and determine what their focuses are. And that's a core part of, for example, the GA Healthy Clubs project, that the clubs themselves have shaped how they actually address. So it's really, I think it's an element, and further down the line of this project, we'll be looking at that toolkit that we can help, that can go out to Meath Sport, that can actually identify that and guide. But to answer your question, there's a great way of clubs to look at this positively and say, right, what are the areas that we could feel we can generate impact and really address those with the support that we can get and looking at good practice from clubs that we see in Meath and the surroundings and elsewhere nationally and internationally possibly as well, which is an element of the event and showing that kind of information.
Yeah, I know you said you have leaders in a lot of clubs in the area, whether it's GAA, soccer, rugby, who have, you know, started out on the journey. Could you give us any, you know, specific examples of what individual clubs are trying to do here in terms of, you know, the stuff we talked about earlier?
Yeah, well, we're absolutely thrilled. One of our speakers is Padraig Fallon, who's a clubman at Clanagail in Dundalk, GAA club. And Padraig's an engineer by trade. And he was actually involved, I think he headed up the health and wellbeing or the healthy clubs element of Clanagail. But through that, looked at the environmental impact, because obviously it's community facing, it had an impact on the community of the club. And there's a great case study if any of your readers want to go on to the GA Green Clubs program, they can see the energy case study around Clanagail and the energy savings that they make on a yearly basis now, which is, I think, is about €10,000 because of even just the assimilation of or the introduction of LED floodlights. Now, a bit of a capital cost to that, but mm-hmm. at least there's case studies that are available to clubs to look at. They're not alone. Everybody has to start somewhere. And I think that's the message, that, you know, the path to sustainability is a long one. Hence Project Long Game. We're not expecting perfection by any means. Stretch your imagination. And none of our speakers are saying to that. They're saying, but their message is, come join us. Mm. Look at this. It's a great way of showing our value to the community. And I think it's just aligned. It just shows you the platform, the power of sport to engage community in ultimately what is a very positive outcome.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Just on that, I'll come back to you in a second, Mary. But for you, Patrick, listening to what you're saying there, this none of this stuff is new. I mean, we've known about the energy issues, and obviously it's kind of become center focus in the last year or so with costs and everything else that's going on, and the Ukraine situation and all that has pushed everyone's bills up. But all of the environmental stuff and sustainability stuff isn't new. So I'm slightly surprised that it's only now that we, and this isn't clearly a criticism of you and what you're doing, because it's brilliant, but is it a little bit surprising and maybe disappointing to you that this isn't something that should have happened maybe 15, 20 years ago, and we're a little bit behind the curve on this issue?
I think life would be great. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Look, we have to say, no time like the present. Now it's becoming real in terms of Ireland's obligations, for example, around climate action. The general public is becoming much more aware of what needs to be done across various sectors. And the unique, I suppose, appeal and power of sport is it is a trusted ambassador. It's largely non-political. And we can say, look, follow this. This engages. If you care about your sport, you should care about this. And that's, and we know there are people, we're getting a lot of great, since we went live with the announcement about the event, we're getting contacts, queries. How do I get to the event? Who's going to be speaking? What am I going to take away? Because I want to get other people involved as well. So we're seeing this nice sort of domino effect or snowball, sorry, not domino, snowball effect of interest, David. So I think from that perspective, we're just looking at it completely positively. There's no way of looking back in the mirror. This is here and now.
Mm.
And this is how sport can play a really effective role.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it's no time like the present and all that kind of stuff. And Mary, just to come back to you. So it's Saturday the 28th, 9:30 starting time in the Solstice there in Navan. And I know you have a few great, great speakers lined up, and it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting event.
Absolutely. We're very much looking forward to it, and we're very, quite happy that we've established a partnership with Patrick in the organisation Impact 3.0, and indeed that Meath County Council have come on board and are supporting this great initiative. And our speakers will represent the big three as such, the Gaelic soccer, Gaelic football and rugby. But additionally, we have local speakers. We'll have some children from Corlin and Oak, who are talking about what they want and see for a future in sport around sustainability. We have Natalia Coyle, and then we have some international speakers. Russell Seymour, who's coming over who will be joining us remotely from England. So there's huge opportunity there for learnings, both locally and internationally, from the morning.
And isn't it brilliant as well? I mean, it's a free event. Anybody can come along. Do people need to register or anything like that? Can they just turn up on the day?
No, it is free. There are, because the audience we're hoping to attract are those that are already interested or who are open to learning about how to make their clubs more sustainable, and not just sustainable in terms of achieving efficiencies around the facility, but around how to engage and increase their membership base, how to increase their volunteer base, whether that's through more girls, more women, parents involved, parents coming in and taking an active interest in the whole greening of their club. But for anyone that's interested, they really need to register at www.projectlonggame.ie. Because we do have a limit on the numbers we can take on the day.
Absolutely. So projectlonggame.ie, Solstice Theatre, Saturday week, 28th of January, 9:30. If anyone doesn't know where the Solstice Theatre is in Navan, it's on Railway Street there, just up from the Mercy Convent, so and beside the library. So yeah, look, at Mary and Patrick, we really wish you all the very best of luck. It sounds like a really exciting and interesting initiative, and I'm sure it'll be the first of many around the country, but we wish all the very best of luck with it, and hopefully people can come away with something and look towards a brighter future from a sustainability point of view in sport.
Thanks, David.
LMFM Sunday Sport, your sport, your station.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.